This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Rose Oconee Historical Society. A tragedy in 1926 led to new leadership of the Standard Oil Station in Roseau. The Roseau Times region of July 2, 1926 told the story. Finding the body of Axel Sundin, Standard Oil agent here, in the Roseau River yesterday afternoon put a sad relief to a tension felt alike by relatives in the community since his disappearance Sunday night. It was known that Mr. Sundin had imbibed too freely of intoxicants Sunday afternoon and that he had gone to sleep at his oil station that evening. It is assumed that he had later started for home, following the track, and that he had fallen off the bridge. At first it was believed that he might have gone out with associates and that he would soon return. The finding of a cap in the river Wednesday morning, which was identified by members of the family as belonging to Mr. Sundin, started a systematic search of the river between the North Bridge to the railroad bridge. Two boats were going most of the time Wednesday and during the night. It remained for two boys, Walter Lundquist and Howard Dieter, paddling their boat towards the railroad bridge to meet the body coming downstream. They pushed the body to shore, gave notice, and Coroner Carl Listig took charge. Coroner Carl Listig called an inquest last evening, getting a jury of six representative men, namely J.P. Anderson, S.F. Bonamy, Charles Loff, H.J. Martin, B.J. Hodgman, and Henry Myrand. Several witnesses were called and after due deliberation came to the unanimous decision that, quote, Axel Sundin was accidentally drowned after stumbling on the railroad bridge and falling into the Roseau River, unquote. Mr. Sundin had the reputation of being a good oil man and enjoying a thriving business. His accounts were kept well and he had the confidence of his employers as well as his customers. His untimely death is a source of deep sorrow. Mr. Sundin was born in Sweden and came to this country about 6 years ago, so that would have been around 1910. He married shortly afterwards. He is survived by his widow, a 3-year-old daughter Joyce, and two stepsons, Ralph and Leonard. Funeral services will be conducted tomorrow afternoon, Saturday, at 3 o'clock from the Swedish Mission Church, and will be conducted in both the English and Swedish languages. 1 week later, in the July 9, 1926 edition of the Roseau Times Region, the funeral was described. Funeral services were conducted last Saturday afternoon from the Swedish Mission Church and burial made in Hope Cemetery. Reverend A.G. Anderson preached in the Swedish language and Reverend Bleakley spoke in the English tongue. The services were attended by a large concourse of relatives and friends. Axel Sundin was born in Sweden, September 20, 1883. He lived there until 1908 when he came to this country and landed at Drayton, North Dakota. There he remained until in the fall of the same year when he left for British Columbia, staying there 2 years. It was then that he came to Roseau. In February 1914, he was married to Minnie Johnson Stromgren, and to this union were born two children, one of whom died at an early age. During the later years, he was employed as the manager for the Standard Oil Company at this place. At his death, he was 42 years, 9 months, and 8 days old. Surviving him are his widow, a daughter, Joyce, two stepsons, Ralph and Leonard, and his parents, Mr. and Mrs. P.O. Sundin of Drayton, and three brothers, John and Oscar of Sweden, and Elbin of Drayton. Four sisters, namely, Mrs. Erica Engstrom of Alexandria, Mrs. Olivia Anderson of Drayton, Mrs. Tilda Erickson of St. Paul, and Mrs. Selma Pearson of International Falls. Mrs. Sundin is a daughter of Mr. and Mrs. L.G. Johnson of Roseau, who, together with a large circle of friends, are sorrowful over the death of Mr. Sundin. Next week, I'll tell who replaced Mr. Sundin as the manager at Standard Oil. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.